What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our first look for this week. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Ministry of Health reported on Sunday that in the last 24 hours, 5 deaths from COVID-19 have been reported, plus one from an earlier date, and also 2,167 new infections. According to the epidemiological report, the accumulated number of deaths to date now amounts to 8,227. Meanwhile, in the last hours, they applied 10,458 tests, giving us a positivity percentage of 20.7. Active cases, they're totaling 28,014, of which 27,785 are in home isolation, 229 are hospitalised. Those in isolation are divided into 27,699 that are at home and 86 in what we call the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalised, we have 229. In the wards, there are 193 patients and we have 36 patients in the intensive care units. Ricardo Lombardo was elected as president of the party in formation, Otro Camino, during the convention which was held on Sunday. Lombana got 266 valid votes. Meanwhile, the businesswoman Giovanna Graziade, who also aspired to preside over the group, obtained 8 votes. With 91% participation, Otro Camino thus celebrated its National Constitutive Convention, where the statute, government platform, code of ethics, and distinctive symbols of the group were also approved. Today is a great day. Today we achieved an important goal. We are witnessing the birth of a new political party in Panama, Lombana stressed before the national leaders gathered at the Vasco Núñez de Balboa Convention Center at the El Panama Hotel. Lombana, who was a presidential candidate in the last 2019 elections, said that this is Otro Camino is not born from a checkbook, but from the will of those present at the consultative convention, an event that was financed and organised by the Tribunal Electoral. Yes, you can make a political party without patronage, he added. No one has received a payment or a favour to be here. They're here because they love this country, he stressed. Among those attending the event were the former Minister of Social Development, Leonor Calderón, and the former administrator of the Panama Canal, Jorge Luis Quijano. During his speech at the closing of the convention, Lombana asked the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, to take urgent measures that could affect the quality of life of Panamanians. Lombana requested, among other things, that the state emergency that governs the country due to COVID-19 be lifted once and for all. We had the most aggressive lockdown in the entire region. We're still in a state of emergency. Now unemployment or hunger is going to kill us, he stressed. In that sense, he assured that Otro Camino, which has 46,615 members, comes to do politics to improve people's quality of life. To do this, he announced that a complete electoral offer is being prepared for the 2024 general elections. Otro Camino is not closed to anyone, only to thugs, he remarked. It should be remembered that once the convention is over, the Tribunal Electoral will have a maximum of 30 days to recognise Otro Camino as a legally constituted party and will then authorise the reopening of its registration books. Members of the Coalition for the Unity of Colón, CUCO, who declared a strike in the province since May the 9th, continued their actions in the streets this weekend. This Sunday, CUCO carried out a foot-washing activity for both its members and the general public, which took place on 10th and 11th Streets, Central Avenue, in Colón. Now, for this Monday, the 23rd of May, the actions of CUCO has been undertaking for 14 days will continue in demand of a series of social claims, it was announced. During a general assembly, the teachers reiterated the call to all their colleagues to join the fighting activities, while the carriers of the 9 bus routes maintained that the strike will continue. We are still waiting for answers to the demands for freezing the price of fuel and measures against the high cost of living that affects all Panamanians, reiterated the leader, Edgardo Wattier. Similarly, Wattier mentioned that they are asking for concrete actions in order to reactivate the projects to generate more jobs for the province. He also recalled that they are requesting the restart of the works of the new hospital, the construction of the new bus terminal, improvements in educational centres and roads. The sessions will continue. We have the support of teachers at the national level, from carriers and civil society, which ask for answers from the executive, and no more demagoguery, he said. Cuco also reiterated the request that Monsignor Romolo Emiliani, with whom they have already had contact, serve as a mediator between the government and said organisation in a search for solutions in Colón. Meanwhile, the Colonese merchants claim that this conflict be resolved as soon as possible due to the severe effects that have been registered. The greater prioritisation of spending to give greater weight to investments and reduce operating spending is the recipe agreed by economists consulted to strengthen the economy and public finances at a time when public debt is growing. The economist Luis Alberto Moran referred to the possibility, as the stock markets are anticipating, according to various analyses, of a strong slowdown or even a recession in advanced economies. Faced with this scenario, he said countries have to prepare with investment so that the impact is not so strong. Panama should choose to improve the levels of public-private investment to have the capacity to face it when the economic cycle that is coming is a recession, he said. At the same time, he stated that it's important to reduce state spending so that the resources that are requested have greater profitability in projects that are already needed. The economist spoke with La Prensa after knowing the latest data on the Panamanian public debt. At the end of April, the balance of the non-financial public sector debt stood at $42,939.9 million, plus heading for $43,000 million, a level that has never been reached. Last month, the debt balance increased $127.1 million after receiving disbursements from multilateral organizations, $148.1 million, and funds from auctions of treasury bonds, $36.6 million, according to a recent report from the Public Financing Directorate of the Ministry of Economy and Finance. On the other hand, in debt service, $32.7 million stand out for loan capital payments with multilateral and bilateral organizations, and $104.7 million for foreign debt interest payments, which corresponded mainly to global bonds. The MEF went to the markets in January and captured a significant portion of the financing needs for the entire year. The remainder of the year, the debt amortizations that are made will cause a downward effect on the debt balance, while any new issuance of loans that are contracted will do so, but upwards. The figure of public-private partnerships, PPPs, is a tool for progress for economic recovery and job creation in the country. This was highlighted by the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP. This was after learning this week that the Inter-American Development Bank chose Panama as the venue for the 2023 PPP Americas Regional Forum. In his weekly column for La Cámara Opina, the organization stressed that PPP seek the participation of the private sector in the provision of infrastructure and services traditionally provided by the government. In the traditional schemes, detailed the CCIAP, the state finances the project according to the budgetary capacity and credit profile as is responsible for its operation. However, in the PPP model, the private sector finances the project using a multi-year contract for the provision of services with the government as a source of payment, and operates it maintaining the quality and price standards determined in the respective contract, they emphasized. For the CCIAP, this type of association is attractive to promote local and foreign investment in projects of public interest and thus jobs. However, the business group stressed that to attract serious and real foreign capital, Panama must work to strengthen both its institutions and its image at the international level. It is imperative to enforce the current transparency mechanisms and evaluate others, as well as the certainty of the punishment towards the transgressors of the law. Through the Sunday column, the union reiterated that due to the COVID-19 crisis, work is still being done on economic recovery and the generation of jobs, for which it estimates that the APP scheme offers some great opportunities to attract investments to the country so that objectives can be achieved for the benefit of all Panamanians. Hundreds of people participated on Sunday in a demonstration against Bill 241, which establishes that the 35,000 hectares of Lake Bayano are in the Guna region of Magdugandi. Down with Law 241. Nito veto the law. Respect the boundaries were some of the slogans that were chanted by the demonstrators. They met in the morning at a viewpoint located before reaching the Bayano Dam. There, this group of people reiterated their opposition to Bill 241, approved in the third debate in the National Assembly, and which was presented by the Guna deputy of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, Petita Ayarza. The leader stated if the project is sanctioned by President Laurentino Cortizo, the Guna region would be given total discretion over the use of Lake Bayano. This despite the fact that there are villages in Chepo, such as Cañita, El Llano, and Torti that have access to this water resource. The bill was presented back in 2020 by Deputy Ayarza and approved in the third debate by the Assembly on May the 5th. That's it. There we go. There's our look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on this Monday morning here on The Breakfast Show.